Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. House lawmakers have been grilling TikTok's chief over the popular video sharing app's data security and content. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Before the hearing, Shou Chu told reporters he was excited.
There are many misconceptions about a company.
From there, Chu was hammered by lawmakers on both sides.
Your platform should be banned.
Commerce Committee Chair Kathy McMorris Rogers said TikTok threatens American security due to the platform's Chinese parent company. Chu says TikTok's been trying to avoid a U.S. ban by announcing plans to protect American user data by storing it on Oracle servers.
This eliminates the concern that some of you have shared with me that TikTok user data can be subject to Chinese law.
TikTok is already banned on official devices here at the White House, at the Pentagon, in Congress, and more than half the states. A complete ban, though, would risk both political and popular backlash, with the ACLU, among others, saying it would set a dangerous precedent for restricting speech. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The top U.S. military officer Mark Milley told lawmakers on Thursday that Iran could make enough fissile material for a nuclear bomb in less than 2 weeks and could produce a nuclear weapon in several more months. Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the United States remains committed to preventing Iran from fielding a nuclear weapon. The estimate is a drastic change from 2018 when the Trump administration pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. At that time, it was estimated that Iran would need about a year to produce the weapons-grade fuel needed for one nuclear bomb. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com.